Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks, move on.
Here come the Hawks, the Chicago Blackhawks tonight, hosting the Nashville Predators. This has become a nice little rivalry. The Blackhawks got to get back on that because a couple years ago when we won the cup, the last cup of 15, it was the Predators we bounced in the first round, and that's when they pulled that, we don't want Blackhawks fans to come down here.
Right.
That's right.
I was just at that point, I was like, all right, this is the, you know, I know we got it in for the Blues, used to be the Red Wings, but this should be our rival.
I'm a little bit guilty of not hating Nashville because I like Carrie Underwood, which I know is like not a really reasonable thing to...
Oh, I think that's reasonable, Mary.
And every time she sings the anthem for them, I get excited, and so I have to like separate myself and say, no, I want the Blackhawks to win.
Also, I can't... I'm out to lunch a little bit on whether or not I like where their stadium is at in Nashville, because it's right on the strip. It's right on Broadway. Yeah. And so you're like, this is so cool. But then I'm like, is it? Like, I could go for like two more country bars instead of the stadium.
Well, there's one like 20 feet away, so you don't have to go very far.
I know, but I just
or
feel
a
like,
boot store. There's boot stores.
Yeah, I want more boot stores, and I want more country music, live music bars on Broadway that are not playing country music.
I have an issue with the signage inside that stadium because it's all those big yellow placards that just say pizza, burgers, hot dogs. Like, it doesn't say, it's not like brands of things.
You want details.
I do.
See?
Exactly, Dave.
We're doing our best here on WTN Radio to really set this rivalry up. I mean, all the things that we don't like about the Nashville Predators. If you want to get in on the action, 312-981-7200. Maybe our next guest has something to say about the Predators as well. Coach Jeremy Colleton joins us as he does every week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning.
So let's get right to it. Corey Crawford, big loss. You know, obviously, it's the concussion scene now around Chicago. Everyone's seen the video of this. A tough loss for Corey Crawford coming off of the injury last year. What do you do? What do you do to motivate the team?
Well, I think the only thing we can do is keep playing. It's certainly unfortunate for Corey. Feel bad for him, and he's a big part of the group. But the training staff they'll work together with him and try and get him back as soon as possible. But you know, the guys who are playing, we got a job to do. So it's an opportunity for Cam and for Colin Delia to show they can help us, and I think they can.
Jeremy, I know there's not a ton you can tell us about how Corey is. Is there anything you can say as far as how he's feeling or just kind of where things are at with him right now?
Not really. I mean, right now it's he's just resting, and that's the most important thing you can do, right after a concussion. So that's about all I can give you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I think everybody's just wishing him the best and hope he makes a quick recovery. Did you sense that affected your guys the other night after that happened? Because really it was one of the best first periods you've had since you've become the coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think we, regardless of the reason, we didn't play how we'd like to play in the last half or last two periods of the game. Got ourselves in a good position off the start, but I think we just, call it compete level or work ethic or whatever it is, we weren't able to match San Jose's push the last couple periods, and that's really what we're, when we're looking ahead to tonight, that's the starting point. We gotta be able to right off the start be engaged and committed, and hopefully we can do that tonight.
Well, the nice thing is, Jeremy, in all of these games, you guys are scoring goals. Like, this isn't a shutout after shutout, So we're able to get on the board, so it's just a matter of getting on the board first and staying ahead of the other team. Mm-hmm. Since you were a player, something like a concussion or injury, are you, when you play and someone gets hurt in a game, are you then aware of, like, I don't want to get hurt?
No, I don't think so. It's, again, when you're you realize it's part of the game and you don't like seeing it, and especially when it's your a teammate. But I don't really think it affects you as far as being worried about going into the battle. I don't think that's an issue.
Okay, so the Predators, it's fallen a little bit in the last couple weeks, but they're still one of the premier teams in the NHL. The Jets really are flying high right now. But what do you do to stop a team like the Preds? They obviously have a lot of speed, and they've been playing at a high level for a couple years now. So what's the scouting report? What do you have to do tonight to take this team?
Yeah, right. Well, they have an excellent group of defensemen. That's probably what you think of first and foremost regarding their team. We'd like to make them defend. We'd like them to have to, you know, compete in their half of the ice and make plays under pressure. And we'd like to be in our zone as little as possible because they're pretty good on the blue line. They find a way to get pucks to the net and make plays back there. So that's something that we'll certainly talk about, is trying to limit, you know, those opportunities where they're standing on the blue line and teeing off against us.
They've had some injuries they've had to deal with as well, but they picked up a point last night, tied Winnipeg for first. You've had a couple of young guys who have come on the scene here recently. We saw Dylan Secure a little bit last year. He's played a few games for you. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, I've been really happy with his play. Excellent, you know, work ethic away from the puck. He's really skating well and creating turnovers, and you know, the Perlini goal last game, great example. Like, mm-hmm. He just found a way to win a race and beat his guy to the net, and the puck ended up going in. So that's a really good sign to me that he's really increased the pace of his game since the beginning of this season. And hopefully he can continue to do that because he's got a lot of natural ability and he can make plays for us.
Jeremy, the other guy I wanted to ask you about is Connor Murphy, who obviously got off to a late start this year because of the injury. Now you've had some time watching him out there. What do you think so far he's given you on the back end?
Yeah, he's been a very nice addition to our team. You know, obviously we missed him for a while there. Plays physical. Very committed, active, cares a lot. He's played some hard minutes for us, and you know, we kind of threw him right into the fire as far as the matchups and responsibility. I think he's done a great job, and he's another guy. He's still a young guy, so I think he's going to continue to improve.
Jeremy, I know you guys had your holiday party yesterday. Was your family able to come in for that?
Yeah, they were. Mary, thank you. They were, my two boys were skating, and my littlest one was there not skating, but no, it was excellent. We had a good day. I think it was good for everyone just to spend some time with the families and each other, and really great event put on by the organization. Obviously, the Wurtzes they do a great job.
It's nice to have the good family. Yeah. It's a family is what's the most important, you know, in those relationships. So it's nice to not talk about work and just enjoy each other.
That's true.
And then how cool if for your sons to be able to skate around on that ice is just, got to be incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. Fun to watch. They had a great time.
Well, Coach Jeremy Carlton, take on the Hawks tonight, taking on the Preds. Then you got the Stars, the Avalanche, and the Wild coming up. So there's a lot of divisional games, and we'll pay close attention to how the Hawks do. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Thank you.
There you go. I'm not joking. There's a lot of big divisional games coming up. This could make or break. Obviously, the Hawks without Crawford is tough, but you know, if they can put a string together here, things will be looking up going into the Winter Classic, which is of course on New Year's Day.
Well, the way the injured reserve works, Corey Crawford is out at least the next four games, based on how the schedule falls, because you're out a certain length of time.
Yeah, right. Like
they have
DL
the break
baseball.
Over
yeah,
Christmas
right.
for a few days. So you could come back on the 27th for that game against Minnesota, which is two games before that Winter Classic. I have no idea if we're going to see him then or we're going to see him anytime soon. Well, obviously, we got to ask the question.
Yeah.
And obviously, there isn't much that he can tell us right now. And that's sort of how these things go.
That's so tricky.
And
it's something that we're obviously far too familiar with him.
Well, and I know
in the last couple of years
he can't answer. He won't. Right. He wouldn't say this anyway, and nobody for the team would. But I think if I was a player on the ice, knowing the history, and he hits his head, you're thinking, you're talking career. You know, like you're worried. You're worried.
Sure.
They're worried, and I don't think that goes out of your head. I mean, he was out for what? How long was he out for?
Well, he basically was a year ago this week or next week that he suffered the injury and missed the rest of last season.
I mean, we're talking about his life post.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't even about the game.
It's not about the game. It's not about what day he comes back. This is just the formality of explaining how it happens. But, yeah, I mean, you have to be concerned about it. And you just, there's so many unknowns still with this stuff.
I'm okay with sputtering against some other teams, but just beat the Preds tonight.
Beat Preds, yeah. Right. Well, I'm going on Sunday, so I would like them to win then, too.
All right, there you go.
We like to do a little Chelsea dagger dancing while we're there.